Congratulations, bro. You're married to a strong and powerful woman. But what does she need? In her core, what does she really need from you? Today, we're going to dive into four core desires of a woman's heart. You'll walk away with some practical ways to love your wife at her core.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marked by dust and sweat and blood.
Welcome to the Men in the Arena podcast, sponsored by Mountain Tough Fitness Lab.
It's Equipping Men in 10. Our conviction is to call you into the arena of manhood, call you out of the faceless, nameless bleachers, and call you up to be the best version of you. Because when a man gets it, everyone wins. Enjoy today's episode.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, Paul says, I discipline my body and make it my slave. You know, we often forget, guys, that God has called us to steward the bodies he gave us so that we'll be ready, healthy, and spiritually dangerous to fight the good fight, whether it's working at your job, serving your God, protecting your bride, or being a great dad to your kids. That's why we're so excited to partner with Mountain Tough Fitness Lab. Mountain Tough Fitness Lab is run by Christian men who are passionate about training you to be your best version and to stay dangerous and ready for God. Join me on my journey by going to mountaintough.com. That's MTNTOUGH and getting your free 6-week trial when you type in the code ARENA30. You won't be disappointed. Stay dangerous. What type of dad are you? Guys, in my 35 years of ministry, I've noticed that guys basically fall into two categories. And in those categories, there are four types of dad or four phases that you pass through as a dad. We just dropped an amazing quiz to help you discover what type of dad you are. Find out what type of father you are and get our custom resources fit to meet the needs and the questions you are asking. Head on over to menarena.org. Join 20,000 men from around the world and find out the type of dad you are. Men in the Arena Army, we salute you. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Men in the Arena podcast. I'm Jim Ramos, your guide and host, leading you to your best version in the stress bubble of life and beyond. Welcome to Spotify's number one podcast for Christian men. But before we jump into the meat of our podcast, I want to share with you one of our hero stories. Remember, our hero stories are stories of transformation that either you write in about your own life or somebody who loves you writes in about you. And when we use your story, we want to send you some swag when you hit us up with your physical address. This one is number 14 for this year. Remember, we're trying to find one hero story for every day of the year. And man, we are on task to do it. And Jose from Florida writes, hey team, God led me to your podcast as I was looking for a way to get closer to him. I find your episodes as a resource to help me move closer to Jesus through the word and through Jim and the guests on the show and their message and experiences. So a lot of ands there. But Jose, thank you so much, brother. Hit us up with your address. We want to send you some stuff to say thank you for being a man in the arena. Hey, let's jump into today's episode. We are going to touch on the four core desires of a woman's heart. This is from my friend Michael Thompson's book, King Me, and he identifies these four areas that he calls the core desires of a woman's heart, and I thought they were good enough to share with you guys, so here they are. I'm going to share with you what Michael wrote in his book, and I'm going to share with you practical ways to tap into those. So it's one thing to have theory, but we're going to go from theory to practice. So we're going to list out her four core desires, and then we're going to give you some practical ways for you to tap into that so you can become the husband that she desires and the husband God's called you to be. First one is this. She wants to be loved. She wants to be seen. She wants to be known. She wants to be wanted. So that is her first core desire. So here are some very practical ways that you can meet those needs that she has in her life. First thing is this. Initiate texts regularly. So texting is the greatest tool for us as men to be connected to our bride. So just randomly text her, thinking about you, praying about you, love you. Random text throughout the day. You can also just tell her this. Every day of the week, you should tell her you love her. Tell her before you go to work. Tell her before you go to bed. Just find one day a week to randomly tell your wife that you love her. Reminder of this love. You don't need to be reminded of her love for you, but I'm telling you guys, she needs to be reminded of the love that you have for her. Also, Carve out one night a week, especially if you're in the stress bubble, and have a date night. Carving out that one night a week where you have a babysitter comes over or you take the kids to a relative's house and you guys go out. And it's not about creating something magical. It's about you and her being together in the stress bubble of life for 1 to 2 hours every week. And you carve that out. You make that a sacred cow. That is a game changer. And the fourth thing I want to share about her wanting to be loved, her wanting to be seen, known, and wanted is make sure that you guys have 1 week a year, 1 week of your vacation to go away, just the two of you. So have 1 or 2 weeks as a couple, as a family, and then you guys carve out time to be together. Now that 1 week can be 3 weekends a year. So every quarter you have a weekend away, but in the stress bubble, you need to carve out time to be together. The number two core desire that your wife has is she is designed and she desires to offer her beauty to the world. So your wife will spend more time looking in the mirror in 1 week than you will spend probably in a year. So they spend a lot of time on their beauty because they want to offer their beauty to the world. So your role in this, here are some practical things where you can take part in her desire to offer her beauty. Tell her she's beautiful. So these are all going to be three, these are three tips, and they all start with the letter T. Tell her she's beautiful. She needs you to tell her. So when you tell her I love you, just go, hey, I love you, you're beautiful. Just, I love you, you're beautiful. Tell her that she's beautiful every day. Number two is tap her. Yeah, you heard me. Tap your wife. Put your hand on her arm. Put your hand. I mean, dude, just touch her. Get your hands on that woman, buddy. You've got the ring on her finger. So I'm not talking about touching her in a sexual way. I'm just saying, just touch her. You know, she walks by, give her a little tap. Put your hand on her hip when you go to bed at night. Touch her feet at the end of the bed when you're going to sleep. Just find ways to touch your wife. And the third thing is talk to her. So tell her, tap her, and talk to her. Talk to her through text. Call her on the phone, at work. Just talk to your wife. She's been talking. If you guys are in a more traditional type of relationship, your wife has been at home with the kids all day, or even if she's not, she's been at work all day. She needs to unwind. She needs you to talk to her. A helpful hint there is just sit down with your wife and go, hey, honey, how was your day? And then you can just be quiet for the next hour as she tells you. You know, it's unlike us guys. You know, my wife says to me, hey, honey, how's your day? Fine, good. You know, it doesn't work that way with women. Ask her how her day was and let her talk. Just talk to your wife. That is a way for her to unleash her beauty to the world. Okay, number three, core desire of a woman. She longs, you know this is coming, guys. So she longs for romance. She longs to be pursued. It is a deep desire of her heart. So here are three things that you can do. First of all, I want to encourage you to go back to our podcast interview with my friend Kevin Brewer and learn how to write a love letter. So write a love letter to her. That is romantic. Write a poem. I'm getting ready to write the foreword. I'm getting ready to write the foreword of a poetry book that a friend of mine wrote. And there are numerous poems that he wrote in that book about his wife. I've written at least 7 over the last 30 years to my wife. Write a poem. It doesn't have to be special. It just has to be from you. Second thing is get creative once a month. So I've asked you to do a weekly date night with your wife. Once a month, I want you to be creative with that date night. Like do something that on that monthly date night that's creative that you've thought up. Hey, we're going to go for a walk on the beach and we're going to hold hands. Or if you live in Nebraska, we're going to go for a walk in the cornfield and hold hands. Or if you live in Colorado, we're going to go a walk in the mountains. I don't care. But, you know, come up with something creative that is your way of telling her she's worthy of you to, she's worthy for you to be thinking about how you can romance her. Another thing is this. I'll tell you what, this is such a great idea. If she's in the shower, you can walk in and write little, with your finger on the mirror, I love you, in the fog of the mirror, or you can take some of her lipstick that she doesn't use very often, otherwise this could turn negative, and write a little lipstick letter, a note on the mirror in the bathroom, or you just post-its are a great thing. Just take a bunch of post-its and just throw them all over the place, just little notes that you have to your wife, in the car, on the refrigerator, you know, on her mirror in the bathroom. Just find ways to tell her, you know, how much you appreciate and love her and how much she is worthy to be pursued. The fourth core desire that your wife has is this. She desires to play an essential role in the larger story. So she wants to be, she's in the stress bubble with you, raising the kids. She's a, whether she stays at home or not, she's probably the primary nurturer of the children. She's thinking about the family all the time. A lot of times women can get lost in the, they can't see the forest for the trees. So it's your job as the husband to include her in the bigger picture of your dreams and your plans and your goals. So here are five practical ways you can do that. One out of the four date nights that you have a month. So one is going to be creative. Two are going to be just go to Walmart and walk around, or go to Goodwill, or go to a restaurant and hang out at just low maintenance. But one of those four is going to be a time when you have a couple's planning meeting. So you'll sit down together, and you know that 12 times a year you meet as a couple, and you just look at the dreams that you have for your family, you look at your own relationship and you rank it, and you just sit down one of those four times a month. So basically, of the four date nights a month, I have given you two of them. You just have to come up with two others. The second thing you can do is get involved in some kind of ministry or area where you are serving other people, and do it together. You and your wife partner in serving others. Partner in the Sunday school at your church, or children's ministry, or youth ministry. Partner in some aspect where you can work side by side together in this larger picture of God's grand kingdom drama. The next thing is this. I think having a shared calendar is really, really important, that you have a calendar that you both can look at. Also, another thing is, if you haven't done this yet, this is a no-brainer. You need to create a family thread with all of your children on it. And if you're a grandparent, include your adult children, their spouses, and even the grandchildren. And just let your wife be a part of this grander, bigger picture when it comes to the family. And lastly, and probably most importantly, on one of these date nights that we're talking about, take a moment and just share with your wife what God is putting on your heart. Share with her the dreams that you have, and bring her into those dreams with you. You know, come together, let your dreams mesh. A lot of the things I've seen in the last 35 years of ministry is it's an alarming rate of people I know get divorced between 25 and 35 years of marriage. You would think they'd be beyond that, but we're seeing them divorce at really frightening rates. These are Christians I'm talking about. And I think part of it is they failed to come together in that stress bubble of life. They failed to come together as a couple and made that couple relationship more important than the kid relationship. So come together, share with your bride what God is doing in your life, and make sure that you guys are journeying together and building layer upon that onion as you grow closer to God and closer to each other. Guys, if you've liked this episode today, please share it with your friends. I think this will be very helpful for a lot of guys as they try to connect with their wife's heart, the true needs of their wives. So until next time, feel the wet sand on the arena floor, hear the deafening roar of the crowd, taste the sweetness of victory, smell the stench of battle, get in the game, get dirty, grind it out, love your bride, and be a man.